A few days ago, I was trying to figure out how my AI employees should work together, and I kept picturing a human work collaboration tool. In my head, they had channels and direct messages. One employee would do a piece of work, pass it to another, reconcile what changed, and bring the important decisions back to me. I could see the whole thing because that is how I already understand employees working together. Then I stopped and asked myself a question. Am I thinking agentically? Was that actually the fastest, clearest way to get to the outcome? Or was I taking a human process I already understood and asking AI to perform it back to me? I am still working through the architecture. A human work collaboration tool may have a role. The question changed the way I was looking at the entire system. In this episode, I am going to show you where that question took me, because it changed the way I am building my company, writing this book, and thinking about what this podcast is here to do. Pull up a chair. I'm Makeda Boehm. I'm a strategic AI advisor, the creator of Context Training, and the founder of Seed in Society. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach professionals, teams, and founders how to use AI to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. When people hear the word context, they may think I mean adding more background to a prompt. It is part of it, and the idea goes much deeper for me. Context training is deeply a communication practice, a communication with AI, of course, and also a communication with yourself. You have to know what you mean, notice how you make a decision, understand what you value and what you are protecting, and recognize what good work feels like in your world. AI can help you examine those things, but it cannot give you clarity you have never tried to find for yourself. Nuance has always been everything to me. A large language model has access to an extraordinary amount of language, so the words are rarely the problem. The meaning of those words here, for this person, in this moment, toward this outcome, is where the work lives. There is one point I have corrected more than once while developing the book. I do not like the simple sentence that says AI was trained on language and humans were trained by living. Human beings are trained through language too. Society exists through language. We learn who we are, how we relate, and how the world works through the words people give us and the meaning around them. The point I am making is about genesis. A large language model begins in language. A human being begins in feeling and relationship. Think about a baby. The baby experiences care, tone, faces, warmth, hunger, safety, and connection before they can name any of it. Language is learned inside that context, which means language can carry the shape of an idea while still missing your meaning. The best people I know cannot explain exactly how they do their jobs. They know who to call and what the last three attempts got wrong. They carry years of judgment that never made it into a manual. Then they leave, and the organization has to learn it all over again. AI put a spotlight on that problem. Ask a model to do serious work with a thin understanding of your world, and it can give you something confident and slightly wrong, which is exactly what a capable new hire might do when you tell them almost nothing. Making that implicit knowledge explicit is what I call context training. You are capturing the intent, history, judgment, people, standards, and current reality behind the work. You are making it portable enough to travel into a new role, across a team, or into the AI system helping you. Prompting belongs inside that practice. Instructions, examples, and corrections help the model understand the assignment. Then the larger foundation carries what needs to remain true across assignments, who you are, who the work serves, what has changed, what is verified, how you sound, and how you make a call. The foundation should be current and usable. Your history can still exist in the larger brain. The system begins with what is true now and reaches deeper when the work requires it. I use the same architecture to build this book. I have spent more than 2 years interacting with language models every day. There are thousands of hours of prompts, conversations, voice memos, corrections, workshop material, published writing, and unfinished thoughts spread across different systems. The co-author AI employee I built helps me bring that material together. When I have a new thought, it can compare the thought with the manuscript, tell me whether the idea is already there, propose where it belongs, or tell me that it changes what the book has become. I still have to recognize whether it understood me. The first version of this very episode is a perfect example. It repeated the same sentence openings. It turned one natural thought into a stack of declarations. It brought back a language versus living comparison I had already corrected. The individual sentences were polished, and the voice was not mine, so I gave it more context. This is where I am training the context, and then this is how I get a whole book from it. The real prompts, the responses, and some of these corrections may appear in the book because the process should be visible. My name is on it because it is my perspective, my meaning, my judgment, and my final decision. AI is helping me work through a body of thought that has been forming through years of study, work, and daily practice. The book itself is one place I am applying this question. By thinking agentically, I mean starting with the outcome and finding the shortest responsible path with the technology available today. Maybe something that usually takes 3 weeks can take 4 hours. Maybe a 2-hour task can take 10 minutes. Quality, reliability, sustainability, and judgment stay inside the decision. The inherited timeline becomes something I am willing to question. With AI, what is possible can change in a week. A new model comes out. A new harness gives the model access to tools. A process that needed 5 handoffs can become 1 well-designed run that brings a finished draft back for review. The older way may still be stronger. The newest tool does not win simply because it is new. Thinking agentically means staying current enough to see the options and being clear enough about the outcome to choose well. This book is moving quickly because the technology can carry parts of the process at machine speed, and because I already had the context to direct it. Fast action creates evidence. The evidence changes what I know is possible. Confidence lets me take the next action from a different place. And the result becomes context for whatever comes after it. That loop is the connector method, which will probably be the next book I write. Context training gives the intelligence a world to work inside. The connector method keeps you moving long enough to create evidence, confidence, results, and results you can repeat. This book is one of those results. Underneath the speed is the part I care about most. Work and enjoyment are not mutually exclusive. I am interested in a world where people can work, go hiking, hang out, go to the gym, breathe, dance, sing, and be present with the people they love while resources are still being provided and important things are still moving. This is what compounding systems can give back. Money can create choice. Time can create room to experience your own life. Options can let you imagine a reality you could not have conceived of before. Whatever you think of the world as it is, I hope we can always think it can be better, kinder, more joyful, more beautiful, more caring. Technology helps create capacity. Human beings give that capacity purpose. And the businesses, professionals, teams, and institutions using these systems will help determine how that purpose moves through the world. The book will teach practical techniques, and it will carry this wider argument too. It is a communication book, a business book, and a book about work, culture, self-knowledge, ownership, access, and what we understand well enough to pass on. That thread of kindness and that arc of possibility have to run through the whole thing. That is the context I want to give the world. That is the context training I am doing here. Here's where I want to leave you. There is a moment in the process where AI gives you an answer that sounds good and you know it is not right. It may be the beginning of understanding yourself more clearly. Ask what is missing. Ask which word changed the meaning. Ask what the system could not have known because you had never made it explicit. Then teach it. That's more money, because the judgment you have already earned can keep creating value in more places. That's more time, because the system can begin from a foundation it understands. And that's more options, because context that travels gives you more ways to use what you know. The book is called Context Training, the number one skill in AI. Teach AI your world, so it stops guessing and starts working for you. It arrives September 4th. The current book page is linked in the show notes along with the newsletter. If you want to keep exploring this with me, join the newsletter. I write for professionals, teams, and founders learning to make AI genuinely useful in their own world. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.